rules when necessary.
I feel like we've done that. If this show ended today and it just went away and that was it, I feel like that is that little line I stumbled upon. I think I saw it on a bumper sticker or something the day before I started this radio show. I feel like we have done that. And I think that the more we do this, the more we understand breaking rules when necessary. I think we know what that means. Sometimes you got to go against the grain. You got to stand up. You got to fight for what you believe in, even if it does involve breaking the rules. Sometimes the rules aren't laws. Sometimes they're societal norms. Because we've just been told it's supposed to be a certain way. You're not supposed to argue with other Republicans. But Clay, what if it was a Democrat? No, we're going to argue with folks. We're going to argue with folks. I'm giving this a day to breathe. But when I get back on here tomorrow and I've had time to do a little more reading, we're calling Michael Gestak onto the carpet again. He is now, my understanding, I haven't just read it all myself, does sign signed on to approve the FISA warrants where they can continue to spy on America. You go back to Brian Bailey using Michael Guest's office to get those warrants to spy on Fred Shanks and Fred's ex-wife and some other people. I'm guessing Michael Guest just ain't got no problem with the public Americans being spied on. So we're gonna do that tomorrow. I'm gonna wet your whistle a little bit there. It's really, really settles wrong with me when they're more concerned about domestic terrorists than they are our border. I would like to know the last piece of liberal anti-American legislation that they didn't sign off on. And it ain't just Michael Guest. It's all four of our congressmen here in Mississippi. He's just my congressman. Y'all see why these grassroots folks fight so hard? I'm not always in the grassroots camp. I like to focus my energies on fights. I know I got a puncher's chance of winning. But they've been warning you about these guys. And they've been right. This segment is going to be brought to you by Mercy House Teen Challenge Auto Center down in Crystal Springs, Mississippi. Get down there today. Got a car. You got a budget, $10,000 to $20,000. Need some financing. They got you taken care of. They're going to get you a good, dependable vehicle with a note you can afford. Got credit problems? No problem. You're going to have a little money down or a paid for a trade. I'm just going to tell you, that's how it works. Let me save you the heartache of having to find out the hard way. You got good credit? Well, good for you. You, my friends, apply for other things or approved for other things. I was trying to make it funny there. I couldn't quite get it off the tip of my tongue. Anyway, get down there, see them today, man. Good God-fearing folks. Been knowing these cats for a long time now. And here's the great thing. They're a 501c3. You can donate an old vehicle you have, running or not. As long as you got a clear title, they'll come haul it off at your driveway for you. And you're going to get the tax write-off, whatever they sell it for. And, if you had to pay taxes, 1099 employees especially, that's money in the bank that stays in the bank. But get in there. Check them out today. MercyHouseAutoCenter.com, helping put fathers back in homes and beat addictions. It's a win-win. It really is. All right, let's check some of the text messages here. Brad says, thank you for saying it out loud. Michael Guest is a MAGA-hating rhino who loves some Paul Ryan and Mike McCarthy. It does appear to be that way, does it not? Does appear to be that way. The Guns and Gear text line. The texters are very pleased with Buddy. They've even started a hashtag. Hashtag killed the little Peckerwood. That's from Spook. Buddy has become a bit of a legend around here. He's a part of the show. We love it. We kind of lose Buddy during the Christmas time. He's busy with holiday stuff. We kind of lose him from about December, for about 2 months a year because he's busy. But I love it. As it starts warming up outside, we get more Buddy. I got to where I go places, and people are asking me about Buddy. People used to ask about Thomas, but we've had to divorce ourselves from Thomas. He don't know how to act when he calls, and frankly, I'm just kind of past that point of wanting to just argue with people all the time. Let's see here. Kenneth says, have you seen anything about the new ATF rule about redefining what a gun dealer is and closing the gun show loophole? I have not. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't keep up with all that. I wait on you guys to keep up with it and tell me what's going on. Unknown texture. Since he lives across the street from a Shiloh Park, maybe it was a Michael Guest negligent discharge, just like the lies he told constituents. I don't know. John says, Guest is a button-pushing establishment Republican. He cares nothing about what his constituents say, but does what the establishment tells him to do. You know, I defended Guest for a long time. I've had him on the show multiple times. I defended Guest, and I didn't go at him like the other guys at this station do, and have for a while, very consistently. Kim Wade and Jameson Haygood. Because I've got a bad habit of treating people the way they treat me. You treat me nicely, I show you grace. Michael Guest has always treated me very nicely. You know, interaction, person to person. And I'm never going to attack the man personally. That's just not what I do. But we're going to hold him accountable for some of these American-hating legislation he continues to sign off on. This anti-patriotic, anti-American. Because, you know, all these things are directed at patriots, at MAGA. I mean, we are, according to them, the greatest threat to their democracy. They keep telling us this. This ain't me making it up. Just ask Joe Biden who the greatest threat to democracy is. MAGA. And you got our congressman from Mississippi signing off on this FISA stuff. And guys, if y'all don't know what FISA is, I know we get a lot of normies that listen to this. It's basically where they can illegally tap your phone without having to have a warrant. I think that's the gist of it. I'm not a professional on it either. I know they used it against Donald Trump back in 2015, 2016, when Hillary Clinton and them tapped his phone line. You know, maybe we can get Chris Hinkle to call in one day and break it down a little bit better for us what FISA is. But I don't really want to get into that today. We'll, again, focus on this tomorrow when we have Sean in here. But this ain't pro-American stuff. And they'll dangle around and pretend they care about the border. Then they send billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine consistently. Let's shift gears here. I'll tell you what, we've ran over two big times today. I got to take a break real quick, come back, and get the same back on track. Hate to do it to y'all, so many commercials back to back, but that's what happens when you just get on a roll sometimes, man. You quit paying attention to the clock, and it comes back to bite you at some point. This is the Clay Edwards Show. All right, a couple things. I'm not 100% right about the FISA, what it is, but I do have one of our listeners called in here. This is the definition, or not called in, but sent this in on text. So I do appreciate John for sending this in. FISA is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Section 702 is what allows warrantless spying on American citizens. Most recent update exempts Congress. They can't be spied on without warrants, but everybody else can. Threat to democracy. They are the threat to democracy. Politicians in Washington, D.C. are the greatest threat to our democracy. Oh, can y'all not see this? I'm just a little redneck with a GED down here in Jackson, Mississippi. And I can see this. Helen Keller could see this. Speaking of seeing stuff, yesterday in New York City, as pro-Palestine nut jobs were shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge, blocking the airports in major U.S. cities, Seattle, Portland, New York City, and others, chaining themselves across the Golden Gate Bridge. Some of them, pretty sure it was a transgender one from the looks of it. At least that's what I would say I was. Anyway, if I was that ugly of a woman, decided to start burning the American flag right there, you know, in what appears to be the Times Square looking area of New York. Talk about some, I've never been to New York and I have no interest in ever going to New York. I would absolutely catch some kind of charge in New York. Because, on God, if I see you burning an American flag, I'm getting burned. It ain't happening. You know, elections have come. I want to circle back to the pro-Palestine nut jobs blocking the bridge, blocking the airports, wreaking havoc on travel yesterday. I'm not even anti-Palestine. I'm just anti these pro-Palestine people doing this nonsense. I'm not pro-Hamas either. I don't have to put a disclaimer on this every time I say it. It doesn't involve me. So I'm not anti-it, whatever it is. Elections have consequences in these deep blue cities, Jackson, Mississippi, for example. These officials, these state elected and locally elected officials, they allow this nonsense. They allow people to tie them, chain themselves together, wrap in arms to block the Golden Gate Bridge. They co-sign on this stuff. They allow these nut jobs to block the airport entrances and police not arrest them, for citizens to not just run over them, through them, by any means necessary. They co-sign it on this. And de facto, you who voted for these people are co-signing on this. So don't get mad. Get out, wrap arms with them. Start learning some of their little pro-Palestine chants. You voted for this. People in Jackson, Mississippi, sending 38 homicides. Water debacle, trash debacle. Mayor dressed in a big gay banana suit debacle. Red lights not working. Y'all voted for it. Y'all voted for that overwhelmingly. I don't feel sorry for you. Back to the American flag burning. We talked about rainbow flags earlier in the show. We talk about I call it the new Democrat National Committee flag. It's that trans flag with all the straight lines and different colors and all that stuff. Could you imagine for a second the fallout on your professional and personal life if you decided to burn one of those flags on video? That's the fallout and the aftermath that should happen to these nut jobs when they burn the American flag. Somebody on Twitter, when I posed this question, they said, nothing would happen. You're covered under your First Amendment. True enough. But there's always consequences and repercussions. Now, if I was to beat this guy's butt that was burning, or girl, whatever it is, if I was to whoop it and start beating it with that burning flag, I would catch a hate crime charge because of whatever self-oppressed label the person burning it has put on themselves. If I was to burn the rainbow flag of whatever version of it and somebody beat me, good luck with that. But if they tried, I would still catch a hate crime charge. I wouldn't have a sponsor left. And I'm not even saying I should. I'm just saying all those crazy nut jobs are going to call and harass and make your life a living hell. But we don't do that to them. But what we're doing in this video here is just everybody standing around with their camera phones watching this nut job burn an American flag. You know, I just often think they can't cancel all of us. Somebody's got to work. You know, like if we just all revolted at one time and just said whatever word they say we can't say no more, had whatever thought they say we ain't allowed to have, call them all nut jobs, burn the rainbow flags. We just all did it at one time. They can't cancel all of us. We could get this thing back straight pretty quick. It just takes everybody standing up, one unified front, and saying we're not going to do this no more. The adults are back in the room. We're done. We're not going to take it no more. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, we didn't get to read all the sponsor stuff I wanted to hit today, but we will get to everybody. So many great sponsors here. So appreciative of the opportunity they present to us to be able to do this show for you all. Get over, if you're in Brandon today, stop by Noel Daniels Motor Company. Of course, you know they got plenty of nice vehicles in all price ranges with a heavy emphasis on trucks. But did you know they also sell golf carts? The Icon brand. I went over there the other day. These things are awesome. They got the big ones. They got the two-seaters, the four-seaters, the six-seaters. On-road, off-road. They got them all. Go by there, check them out. They're super cool. You can go check them out online at noeldaniels.cars and check out the Icon golf carts. Seems to be the new thing. Everybody's got a golf cart to ride over there to their neighbor's house, to go golfing, to ride around the community, whatever it is, to do the parades. Is Clay Edwards going to have to get a golf cart? I like to borrow people's golf carts. Hey, look, great show today. Tomorrow, I know we got Sean Yurtkaran here in the studio. Who knows what else could pop off? I really want to dive off into the Trump trial stuff with Sean tomorrow. I want to talk about these FISA warrants and some more stuff. This has been the Clay Edwards Show. Thank you all for tuning in today. Had a blast. Podcast will be available shortly. Go to buyfafo.com and get a shirt today.